Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hank Thompson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hatton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Hatton. And now, play ball. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat, who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Lockman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball four. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. One out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Lockman moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockman moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thompson. Smalley moves to second. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton bunts towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermanski, who is chasing the ball. Dark reaches third base with a triple. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Bill Howard and pinch runs for Hank Thompson. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0-for-1 in the game. Deering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard and moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn bunts towards third. Serena fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howardman moves to third. Deering moves to second. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. with two walks. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Williams reaches second base with a double. Howard and scores. Deering scores. Hearn moves to third. It's 7-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hearn scores. Williams moves to third. One out. It's 8-0, Giants. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Howard and now playing right field. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermanski hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Atwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer moves to second. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. Sauer moves to third. Atwell moves to second. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Westrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Howerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howerton hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat, who is chasing the ball. Deering reaches third base with a triple. Westrum goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Giants. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hearn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deering scores. It's 11-0, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hearn moves to third. Williams moves to second. Bob Schultz now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hearn scores. Williams moves to third. It's 12-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Lockman moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Williams scores. Lockman moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 13-0, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Thompson scores. There goes Elliott trying to get to third. Jeff Coat throws the ball into Serena, who tags Elliott for the out. Dark moves to second. 2 outs. It's 15-0, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Westrum strikes out. Atwell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Westrum out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 15, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermansky hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 15, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Permisa now catching. Bill Howerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howerton is 0-for-1 in the game. Howerton hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Deering hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeff Coat. Deering reaches second base with a double. Jeff Coat throws the ball into Serena, who tags Deering trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 15, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Salivar's now catching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena is hit by the pitch. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 15, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 16-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 17-0, Giants. Bill Howerton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howerton is 0 for 2 in the game. Howerton takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Ivars moves to second. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Rigney now playing first base. Bobby Hoffman now playing third base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Bob Schultz. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ivars for a passed ball. Smalley moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up into right field. Howerton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mixis takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering who is chasing the ball. Fondi reaches third base with a triple. Smalley scores. Mixis goes all the way around to score. It's 17-2, Giants. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fondi scores. Two outs. It's 17-3, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Johnny Premisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Premisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Premisa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer scores. It's 17-4, Giants. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hearn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Wilson now playing left field. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. 1 out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. 1 out. George Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fondi strikes out. 1 out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hermansky hits a fly ball into right field. Howard and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ivarz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 17, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.